Many years ago, I was invited to a luncheon group at the K House in WSU, and it was called the Nosebag Group. Everybody brought their sack lunch, and they had a discussion, and this time it was what to do with bitterness between husband and wife, or in the family, and they had two PhD candidates in counseling at WSU, and I was the third panelist in this Nosebag Group. And the solutions they gave was, I said, well, do you want to hurt people with pouring out this bitterness? Oh, no, we wouldn't do that. But we just tell them to pretend their father, that chair is their father. And this pillow is a club. And then go beat your father with this club. It doesn't hurt your father at all, but it gets this all expended out of you. It doesn't. It doesn't. It just expresses it. One time years ago, a couple that I knew, in fact, she had become a Christian, part of the result of Bessie's Sunday school class, and he had gotten right with the Lord, and went on, spent the rest of his life in the Navy, got out, went to seminary, got ordained, and took a church in St. Louis in the fall. Ended up having an affair with the secretary of the church in November, confessing it in February, getting defrocked in March. And there went his church. Well, I heard about it, and I didn't know how I was going to get to St. Louis, but I found a ticket that you go any place in the country for 3 weeks for $700. So I went every place, including St. Louis. And I went to see her. This is about 6 months after this happened. I saw her in the evening and saw him the next morning. And I said to her, I said, what have you been doing the last 6 months? Oh, she said, I've been going to group therapy. I said, what's happening in group therapy? She said, I've been getting rid of a lot of anger. Oh, I said, is it gone? No, you just forever get rid of it. You're always getting rid of it. And what are you doing? You're just expressing it to other sick people who are also venting theirs. It doesn't go away. It just gets expressed. I said, I'll give you overnight to get rid of it. This is to be held on to. You get rid of it to God. Don't lay it out on all these other people who are expressing their stuff. Well, she did. She got rid of it. She kept going to the group therapy, happy as a lark, and all the other people accused her of suppressing because she wasn't unloading the stuff.